Monica. I'm an alcoholic. Hi. My sobriety date is June 8th, 2025. It's not my first sobriety date, and hopefully it's my last. When I was asked to speak about sobriety dates, I was like, what words do I have about this? What are my opinions? I don't think I have any, but this is my third official sobriety date. My first one would have been November 5th, 2024, and I went to treatment for the first time, and I had 20 days sober. And for me, that was like a huge accomplishment. I'd never put together that many days consecutively. And honestly, that time I wasn't ready to be sober. I went to treatment not because I wanted to go, but because of family. And like the day I got out, immediately drank. And I was hiding it too. I was going to meetings, drinking. And then it got worse, and then it was my decision to stop drinking. And that second date would have been December 22nd, 2024. And I had about 5 months sober, and I ended up relapsing. And that time I really did want to be sober until I didn't, you know, I did have reservations. I thought I did, but looking back, I'm like, no, I definitely was kind of planning my relapse. I was like, I was doing the aftercare and doing IOP, and I was still getting drug tested, and I was like, letting it go out as long as it could until, like, I couldn't get caught so I could lie and sneak about it. And then I relapsed. And then that relapse was actually what brought me to this most recent sobriety date, June 8th, which my year will be coming up, God willing. And that was a really important relapse for me because I'd already been doing AA for about, like, 6 months, and everything was true from what I had heard. Like, I was so excited to drink, and when I had that first drink, all I could think about was the next one, and I did not want to stop. I remember I was like, I relapsed, and I was drinking with this girl from my volleyball team who was sober, or who wasn't sober, and she had no idea I was. And I couldn't even, like, pay attention to what she was talking about, because all I could think about was, like, how do I drink this beer and not look like an alcoholic and immediately get another one? But anyway, I ended up going to treatment, and I did the whole thing, 30 days, and I did aftercare, and I did sober living, and here we are, you know? We're almost at a year, and I'm really proud of it, and this time, like, at the beginning, when I was getting, like, that first 5 months, like, when I would get, like, my chips, I wasn't really excited about them, and, like, my mom would be like, oh, 2 months, and I'm like, please stop, like, I don't want to be sober, like, this isn't, like, an accomplishment for me, but now, this last year, I'm like, oh, no, this is important, because, like, hopefully I'll never have to do this again. This is, like, my only opportunity to celebrate these months, so, like, let's make it a big deal, or it's, like, not a huge deal. I'm not going to be, like, selfish about it, but, like, anyway, it's really fun to have these dates to celebrate our accomplishments. You know, you end up meeting a lot of great people in AA and a lot of friends, and, you know, sometimes it's 1 year, and then they have two, and then it's three, and hopefully, like, you know, we should celebrate these milestones. And I guess that's all I have. Thank you.